Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure, or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to a new episode of Miracle Guidance. I'm your host, Carmen Hara. So happy to be with you tonight and every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. right here on Hometime Radio. And tonight, I want to help you get back to your good health. I'm going to share with you my best natural remedies for great health and deep healing, of course. But keep in mind that the advice I'm going to share with you this evening isn't intended to necessarily diagnose any disease or to replace medical care. So check with your physician before starting any new diet or any product that I'm recommending. Your health is in your hands, and no one is responsible for it but you. The truth is that no doctor, no pill or procedure can heal you as well as you can heal yourself. And no one knows your body better than you. The question is, do you listen to your body? And do you have what you need to know what's going on with you, which means awareness, patience, and of course, a lot of knowledge? This incredible planet contains every resource we need to treat diseases, and each one is within our reach. From natural anti-inflammatories and holistic therapies to pain relievers and cancer-fighting foods, the divine left everything for us to live rich and vibrant lives. The first secret lies in knowledge, knowing what is helping and what is hurting your health. So many of the things you told are good for you, maybe are not. If you want to benefit from great health, you will have to do your research and learn about different foods, treatment, supplements, herbs, plants, spices, amino acids, and so on and so forth. But nature left a cure for every illness, and most remedies are much simpler than you can imagine. You might also be aware that your body is trying to tell you things. Like I said, the body is constantly asking you for what the body needs. So pain sometimes signals an inflammation. Acne signals a hormonal imbalance. You have to be careful not to confuse what your body needs with what you might want. So if you're craving something sweet and you might want chocolate or a lot of sugar, your body most likely needs a fruit. So always think before you consume something. Ask your body, will this nourish me? Will this help me perform your function? Are we doing that? Not really. No, communicating with your body regularly will actually help you make better choices. We'll keep this extraordinary machine working. Now, your body needs many things to be healthy because it's a very, very highly complex organism. Actually, I should say that the body, in my opinion, is the greatest machine, with the most amazing ability to heal itself. So when I say that, I refer to the fact that nerves travel at the speed of 200 miles per hour. The brain puts out energy to light a 200-watt light bulb. Bones are the strongest material known. So within the body, there are a million engines that exist and interact with each other. Now, this engine needs proper fuel, like any engine needs fuel to function, just like your car needs a specific type of gas. But the fuel for the body is the food we eat every day. Many times we say, you are what you eat. In the same time, we say, you are what you think, and what you think you become. But if the fuel is good and given correctly, the machine can function for a very, very long time. We often say that, pay attention to what you eat because your health depends on the fuel you take. But the food contains, so the fuel, the food contains what we call nutrients, vitamin, minerals, enzyme, carbohydrates, amino acids, lipids, phytochemicals. You probably heard this many times, but I want to put it in a certain way that you understand where I'm coming from. So as I said, what you put in your body is the most important factor that determines your health. Because the right food can make miracles. Like Hippocrates used to say, the Greek philosopher, let food be the medicine and medicine be thy food. Isn't it crazy to think that every living being on this planet knows what to eat except us? We don't know what we meant to eat and what we are not. We're still debating whether we should eat meat. We're still debating how many calories we're supposed to have and what time of the day we should eat. We are the most intelligent beings on this planet. We can figure it out, our most basic need, which is food. So we contradict each other many times, and some people say, okay, well, food like meat has acidity, so consequently will lead to cancer. Some of us said, no, we need meat because the meat has the protein. It has indirectly the amino acids which we need in our body. Some people say, okay, don't eat the dairy products because dairy products cause inflammation. But as I said, food has a direct impact on our immune system. The part of the body that defends us from the disease. What is the immune system? Imagine an army. The army that protects your integrity. And I do believe that good health begins and ends with immune system. The immune system detects the parasites, the bacteria, the viruses. I mean, look at the world we are living in. A virus took over the world because our immune system, in many cases, doesn't work properly, so people got the virus. If the immune system is very good, we don't get the virus because the immune system will protect us from the virus. But the modern world we are living in was designed to weaken the immune system. And the human body is equipped with powerful defenses to protect itself and to run to a state of harmony, except that for whichever reason, our immune system doesn't seem to work properly nowadays. Now, the body needs a good immune system to remain in a state of balance, which is homeostasis. A compromised immune system means the body can protect itself. If the immune system becomes hyperactive, it will lead to an autoimmune disorder. And I want to tell you, there are 150 autoimmune disorders. And the Western medicine treats majority of the autoimmune disorders with prednisone, the wonder drug. That what it does, the autoimmune creates inflammation, and prednisone slows down the inflammatory process, except that prednisone is given every day. It's going to make you develop diabetes, high blood pressure. It's going to make you addicted, and it's going to weaken your bones in a big way. So this is what we need to always remember, that all these drugs that we are taking, you know, have side effects. What I'm suggesting to you tonight is take everything that is natural, so you don't have to depend. You don't have to depend on all these drugs, you know, and you can take natural stuff to fight the inflammatory process. And I'm going to talk to you about which one I'm referring to, why do I recommend that. So if you keep the immune system in a perfect balance, a balanced lifestyle is also required. I mean, sleeping well, taking immune products that build your immune system, like foods for immune health, are fruits, vegetables, fish oil, olive oil, pretty much the Mediterranean diet that is so amazing. Turmeric, ginger, rosemary, flax seeds, olive oil. So avoiding the inflammatory food is very necessary. And what causes inflammation? No question about it. Is the meat, the eggs, the fats, the processed food, the sugar, the refined carbohydrates, bread, white rice, and so on and so forth. So a good natural supplement for that, for the immune system, I'm going to give you the name of it. It's called actually Rapid Immune Booster. So you want to boost your immune system, and you, all of you probably know that you boost your immune system by taking a lot of vitamin C. Tonight, you know, is like always, like every night is actually an opportunity to talk to me. So if you want to call me, feel free to call Home Time Radio at 202-570-7057. And my producer will take your call and will connect you with me. So if you have any questions about your health, any questions about your well-being, or anything about natural products and all the natural remedies, this is the show for you. So I'm waiting for your calls. And also, I want you to know that I would really love to have you as my friend on Instagram, Facebook, all the social media, because I'm always doing lives. I'm offering discounts on my session. I'm informing you about my project, my new book that's coming very soon. So feel free to go to my website, carmenhara.com, and click on the social media link and just stay in touch with me, and let's connect through the social media and also YouTube channel. I have a lot of videos, hundreds of videos on my YouTube channel. But let's talk about different types of healing, because I wanna take time and kind of introduce to you all my knowledge, everything I've learned in the last 30 years, since I'm passionate about the alternative healing, and I'm passionate about the medical field and passionate about psychology, and try to educate myself every single day, so I gain a lot of knowledge and look up everything that exists out there, you know, to help us be in a state of harmony. Like I said, in a state of homeostasis. Now, you know, the best kind of medicine is preventing medicine. If you can prevent a disease before it starts, or catch it in its earliest phases, you have the highest chance of recovery. I'm talking to people every day. I have clients, patients. They're telling me, I just woke up with stage 4 lung cancer or stage 4 ovarian cancer. Now, the question is, how did you get there, you know? And if you got there, let's do everything to help you heal. Except that the resources of the Western medicine are pretty limited when it comes to autoimmune disorders. 150 autoimmune disorders, we have no answers. We have only one answer, prednisone, cortisone. That's all we know. We don't know how to treat them. There's so-called no cure, no cure for type 1 diabetes, no cure for Hashimoto, no cure for rheumatoid arthritis, no cure for celiac disease, no cure for Crohn's disease, and no cure for Addison disease. And the list goes on and on and on and on and on, you know, because we have no idea. For asthma, asthma is autoimmune. Is not so much an allergic, it's an autoimmune. So we have no cure, or the cure that we know is take all those albuterol inhalers, and this is the cure. So my take tonight is that your body always tells you when something is wrong, and you have to listen. The best thing is what you can do during the day, when you start the day, to become your own doctor and to listen, take a deep breath, meditate, sit in the yoga position. Yoga means unity. And listen to your body. What the body, if there is a pain somewhere, the body is telling you something. If there's a discomfort, the body is communicating. If you put too much weight, the body is telling you something. If your vision is no more good, the body is telling you something. So try to make sure that you stay in the best health ever. Now, Western medicine uses drugs to form chemical reaction that add energy to the body. Western medicine removes diseased body parts to break blockages, like takes away your lung because the lung is no good, so the energy doesn't work. So it takes away one kidney, all kinds of intervention, you know, cuts your knee to replace it with something plastic. It's important to understand that I'm not condemning Western medicine or disapproving. I'm just trying to open your eyes to forms of healing that can be used, in conjunction with traditional medicine to eliminate diseases. Now, pharmaceutical drugs are a miraculous invention when they are taken correctly. My grandmother died of a urinary tract infection at 40-something because they had no antibiotics. But I'm trying to explain that on the other side, my other grandmother lived 103, and her mother 112, and they had no idea of doctors. They never knew what Medicaid, had no idea of medication. In many cases, taking drugs to survive should be the last resort, but not the first option. So my show tonight is sort of designed to help you understand that there are natural alternatives. And before taking pills, you know, and before going to painful surgeries, you know, we need to consider all the other approaches. I'm going to take a break, and I'm going to go and talk to you about the holistic medicine, the way to treat your body, you know, through the Chinese medicine or through the distant healing. And we're going to talk about this other alternatives.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
COVID-19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
If you're feeling increasingly lonely right now, you're not alone. It's totally normal. Even though we may not be able to get together in person, connecting virtually with friends and family still gives you a chance to interact with people and may help raise your spirits. Join a virtual book club, set up group text chats, or online video coffee breaks with coworkers.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
And I'm back, and the topic tonight is natural remedies for any illnesses. Because your health is in your hands and no one is responsible for it but you. And as I was telling you before the break and after explaining you about holistic medicine, I'm going to take your calls, and Bianca, don't go anywhere, I'll be with you in a minute. Holistic medicine, whole, the concept of being whole, being entire, being complete, being unhurt, treats the body as a totality, as a whole, and uses residual energy of acting ingredients to alter the body's energy. Now, on the other hand, the Chinese treat the body using acupuncture, which opens the points of energy, qigong, to break up the blockages that are causing diseases. And the Native Americans, they treat the entire body. They treat the not only the body, the spirit and the soul. And And then you are using plants for whatever the energy the plants represent. There's another way to treat the body, which I spoke with you with my friend John Sweeney, with distant healing that bypass the system and deals with the universe and the most fundamental laws of the universe, consciousness and energy. So we are energy and consciousness. So the distant healing uses human consciousness to sense where the blockage are and energy from the quantum field to break that blockage. So you become with your consciousness aware where the problem is, and you use that energy to unblock yourself with the energy that exists in the quantum field. We actually call this energy in the Sanskrit prana. So the universal energy that we take from the universe with the hands, you know, and we transfer this energy through a technique called Reiki, because actually where there is a pain, there's a disconnect from the field of energy. So if you put your left hand on the solar plexus and the right hand where it hurts, where the pain exists or the discomfort, you are transferring energy from the solar plexus and energizing that place, that part of the body that hurts, and actually you have a chance of getting better. Because the human consciousness will sense the blockage and will be able to break that blockage by using extra energy. So we are born from a drop of DNA, from one molecule, one cell. And our DNA contains a genetic blueprint that we inherit from our parents. And this is our unique biological code. And I believe in our unique biological code and our divine code. That's why I also wrote a book on one on health called The Trinity of Health. I also wrote a book on decoding your destiny. So I work with these two elements that represent who we are. Our DNA in time can be affected by toxicity, by the wrong diet, by abnormal protein, by environmental factors, by aging, by chemicals. So yeah, our DNA gets affected. And when this is happening, the cells start to be affected. The mitochondria are the cell membranes that create the chemical energy, the energy that needed to power the cell biochemical reaction. So any dysfunction within the mitochondria generates a series of diseases. So because of that, we develop diabetes, autoimmune, Lou Gehrig disease, Alzheimer's. So many malfunction of the mitochondria of the cell lead to various diseases. So this is where it all starts. Our disease, our disconnect starts at the cellular level. Now don't forget, the body functions at the three level: energy, biology, spirituality. So when I wrote my book, Trinity of Health, I tried to, and that was like 16 years ago, I talk about the fact that if you want to restore the balance of the body, you always have to remember the body is in a shape of a pyramid when you sit in a yoga position, and you need to acknowledge that you also absorbing this cosmic energy. So try to increase the field of energy so that makes you healthier and it protects your auric field. Now the difference between holistic, that makes you feel like a whole, and the Western medicine is that the Western medicine separates one from the other, when in the holistic the approach is using everything as a whole, as a totality. I want to introduce you the most the most holistic therapies that exist out there that you should consider. The first one is the metabolic therapy, the therapy that eliminates disorders through detoxification at the cellular level, which means flushing the toxin through natural ways, stimulating the immune system, anti-cancer foods, supplements, alkaline water, enzyme, vitamin, mineral, amino acids. So this is the metabolic therapy in which you treat this machine, you know, through the best fuel. The second holistic therapy is the mind therapy, the mind-body therapy, because we live in a world that everybody suffers of anxiety, depression, that is actually a real disease of the body. So We the second therapy, we treat the emotion. We treat the behavior problem. We're working with the subconscious sometimes through hypnotherapy. We're using massages. We use aromatherapy, use essential oils. We use biofeedback. We use techniques like Qigong, like Tai Chi, yoga, visualization, relaxation. So this is the second type of therapy. Now the third one is nutritional therapy, by considering preventing pancreatitis and operating on the belief that every fruit, every vegetable has an healing effect. What I can definitely say from my experience of so many years, that the raw vegan diet, the most healing nutritional therapy that exists. This diet consists of eliminating all animal products, meat, dairy products, eggs, and you're going to say, well, then what are we going to eat? We're going to eat only raw fruits, vegetables, legumes, nuts, seeds, plants, and so on. So that's important to understand, that when it's time to cook a food, the high temperature, you know, are going to kill the vitamins, the minerals, you know, are gonna kill what's alive within the food. Now, an animal product that is processed contains a lot of free radicals, and they lead to cancer. So that's why I'm a firm believer, if someone listening has cancer, and God bless them, they can be healed by this raw vegan diet. I'm very convinced, because if you eliminate all of this, if you eliminate cancer, if you eliminate sugar, if you eliminate the number one four killers, which is white flour, white salt, white fat, white sugar, the four killers, the body, you know, has a chance of healing for absolutely anything else, you know. I would love to continue, because there's so much I have to tell you. Now, acupuncture, as I said, opens the points of energy. Aromatherapy is a holistic treatment that enhances physical and emotional health by using essential oil. Immunotherapy suppresses the immune system if it's hyperactive. Herbal therapy uses herbs to treat diseases. Biological therapies use amino acids to inhibit cancer cells. Actually, there is a thing that I want you to remember. Through amino acids, you can actually inhibit the cancer cell. There is immunoplacenta therapy, which is an anti-cancer vaccine that can use extraction from placenta after a full-term delivery. And actually, from there, the stem cell therapy that will become extremely, extremely powerful in the future. I'm going to take your calls, and then I'm going to try to take different sort of the major diseases, the so-called 13 more frequent diseases, and how we can treat them. But I'm going to take right now Bianca from Texas, or Blanca from Texas. Hi, dear. Blanca, how are you, my love?
Hi, Carmen. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you, my beautiful?
I'm trying to recover from COVID, the second time around.
Oh, so, good, good, good.
It was perfect that I got to, like, that I didn't have anything to block me from getting to you today.
Good. So, how do you feel right now?
Very tired. I've been active today, so I'm like catching my breath.
Right.
But
now for COVID, there are things that you need to take: vitamin D, D3, and zinc. What I would recommend is D3 in 50,000 units per week, not per day, because those are very efficient. You actually find them at Amazon. D3, 50,000 units per week. And those are, if you take 2,000 units a day, that's not good enough. You know, if you take even 5, that's not good enough. But this is the right amount. Also, okay. Zinc is extremely essential. And also, there is a thing that I recommend that I learned from Dalai Lama. It's called the Tibetan Cure. And I don't know if you want to write it down. And for everybody listening, I really believe that is boosting the immune system. up to the roof so that you're not gonna catch COVID. You'll fight even if there is anything within your system. And you know, I tell you what it consists, but that's one of the things that the people in Tibet do. Because our body, they need antioxidants. So what is it made of? You take two lemons.
Okay.
You take two teaspoons of organic honey, the best honey. You take mm-hmm. 1 teaspoon of baking soda and 4 garlics that you crush. Now, lemon will add with the digestion, with detoxify, because it takes a lot of vitamin C. Honey is very good, you know, antibacterial. Baking soda neutralizing the acidity in the stomach and the heartburn and clears any kind of an infection. And garlic improves the blood pressure, lower cholesterol, detoxify the body. And it's also the best antibiotics that is natural. Now, this mixture create the most anti-cancerous, anti-everything, antioxidant package that has ever been created, you know. The combination, so you make this combination, and you're going to see actually a chemical reaction. When you put the baking soda and then you squeeze the lemon, wow, you're going to see a chemical reaction. This is considered to be natural way of actually fighting the best chemotherapy. You know, if you want a natural chemotherapy, now you don't have cancer, but you got COVID, which is a bad virus. And this mm-hmm. kills viruses, cancer, because cancer is also something that gets in your body and switch a cell and then multiplies. So we want to kill everything that is bad within the cells. And I highly recommend for you to do this. And I recommend this for everybody listening who actually has a problem with the immune system. There is another thing that is called immune system booster, in which you actually take it comes into a too bad I don't have a video to show it to you. You just can Google it, you can find it online, you can find Amazon, immune system booster. It boosts your immune system because you need that. You need in order to fight this, and you need to regain your energy. You know, there's a way to regain your energy by taking something that is the best discovery in the field of medicine, natural medicine, that is called carbon 60. And Google it and you're gonna see carbon 60. Unfortunately, there's a lot of fake carbon 60. I want you to take the right one that is produced by SES, is a company that is the real one. What is it called? It has a molecule of carbon that is put in olive oil. And we are made of carbon. This is the only solid element that makes us visible. So if you take 5 milligrams of carbon 60 a day, you will have an energy that I take every day. I have more energy than my 3 kids put together and the rest of my extended family. Because I feel so strong because of this carbon. I highly recommend this. I really think that this is the future. It operates on the extremities of the cell. A cell has extremities that are called telomeres. And the carbon 60 extend the life of the telomeres, protect the extremity of the cell, and double a lifespan of a cell, which makes us live easily over 100 and live it well. I feel people taking carbon 60 on a daily basis, they double their life pretty much, you know, and they prevent any diseases from happening. And I'm a firm believer, it's all about preventing medicine. So right. This is what I recommend. If you want to have energy, Google carbon 60, the right one, don't buy the fake one. Take zinc, take D3, 50,000 units, and do the Tibetan cure, the one I gave to you on an empty stomach when you wake up in the morning. I promise you, you'll look better, you'll drop any extra pounds, you'll feel more energized, your hair will look better, your skin will look better. And you will feel like you're getting younger. You know, I experiment this on myself for years. You know, I really feel like this is absolutely amazing. So this is what I recommend. But you will be perfectly fine.
That's awesome, because I was very scared when my doctor had me come in for blood work, and she said, that one of the markers in the blood work shows positive for lupus.
Well, lupus is an autoimmune disorder, and they have no cure for the autoimmune. But if you take carbon 60 that is anti-inflammatory, and if you eventually consider taking something that's called bromelain in combination with turmeric and curcumin, these three will fight your lupus. If you take the Tibetan cure the way I'm telling you to take it, I promise you're not going to have any lupus. You know how they find that you have lupus? If your antibodies are high. Did you do the test that is called C-reactive protein? That's the blood work that needs to be done.
Okay.
Did you do that test?
I don't know. She had me go in a second time, and then I'm supposed to.
You
go
know
to
what? You know.
Pathologist.
I want to tell you this. You need to educate yourself. You're listening to my show to educate you before going to a doctor that tells you something that you might not comprehend. So if you're suspected by lupus, there are actually three blood works that can be done. Well, one in particular that will measure the level of your antibodies. So you go to the doctor and say, doctor, I educated myself already. I come to you. I know what I need to do. If I have an inflammation somewhere, I need to know my level of my antibodies. And if I do, I'm going to take and prevent this from growing, and I'm going to start taking the natural anti-inflammatories. I'm going to take the carbon 60. I'm going to take bromelain. I'm going to take turmeric. And I'm going to fight this, because you don't want to go on prednisone. Because for lupus, there's no other cure, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I promise you, I'm going to make you feel better. I promise you.
Awesome, thank you. So bromelain, is that a powder as well as the
bromelain powder? Bromelain comes from it's from a plant, you know. Bromelain is something that is natural. So everything I'm telling you is natural. Okay. And bromelain, you can find it on Amazon for $9. You take one a day. I take every single day. Take one bromelain, then look for turmeric in combination with curcumin, the two plants, turmeric and curcumin, anti-inflammatory. Every pain and inflammation will go away if you do this. I promise you. But take the correct one, 2,500 units of bromelain and 2,500 units of turmeric with curcumin. There's no side effects. You will feel better. You look better, the pain will go away, the inflammation will go away. If you don't have inflammation, you have no pain. No inflammation, no lupus. Take the antioxidants, take the cure that I gave you. The Tibetan do it, it's very simple. Yes. Lemon with garlic, do this, take every single day 1 teaspoon of this on an empty stomach. You will call me back and tell me, Carmen, I never felt better. And I don't know of any lupus. You will tell me you have no lupus. I promise
you. That's exactly my goal.
Yeah, that exactly should be this way, my love.
I am so glad I got to talk to you today.
Oh, I love you, my sweetheart. I love you. And please call me back and let me know how you are in 2-3 weeks. I want to be with you again and find out how you're doing. I'm going to take a break.
Thank you so much. Love you.
I love you. And then Bene from Florida, Pauline from New York. Guys, don't go anywhere. I'll be with you in a minute.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose: to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers, pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
And I'm back on Hometime Radio. Carmen Hara talking about natural remedies for any illnesses. And I'm going to go now to Bene in Florida. Hi, my dear Bene. How are you?
How are you? Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. How can I help you, my love?
I just realized that it has nothing to do with what we're talking about today, so I don't know if I should ask my question.
You can ask me whatever concerns you have.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. It's just about my son who's 16, and he's about to drop high school because, I don't know, he just doesn't like it anymore, and I don't know what to do with him. The thing is that he has an audio auditory processing disorder, and so school is casually impossible for him because they don't teach the way he's able to learn from. And he was
so what kind of a disorder? Can you repeat what kind of a disorder he has?
Oh, it's an auditory processing disorder.
Ah, okay, okay,
His brain is not processing like the rest of us.
Sure, right.
He's very, he has a high IQ, he's very bright and very intelligent.
Right.
But he cannot read properly, he cannot, you know, he has all these problems.
Right.
And some information goes really slow for him to understand. Mm-hmm. So in class,
right.
he just doesn't... For his self-esteem, it's pretty bad. And
right, I understand. Mm-hmm.
He decided to stop, which I kind of agree, not really, but, you know. But
is he on any kind of a help? Is anybody helping him? Does he get any treatment, anything?
No, nothing. I've tried so many things and... Because we've known that for many years, and he was in a private school where they had only 7 students, you know, and for class, which was great for him. There he had 3 days, but with COVID, we lost part of our income, and so I was not able to keep on going for him. And then now he's into, you know, like learning the money thing, you know, the Wall Street thing, but I don't know.
How is he feeling otherwise? He cannot adjust to the world we are living in, but he lives in his own world, you know. And as you said, he has a high IQ. He may be a very smart kid, and he's act like another mental disorders, you know. He might be happy in his own world. How is he behaving towards you guys? What do you see him doing on a daily basis?
No, he's okay. He's happy. He is. Because
okay. Is he doing any sports? Is he doing any sports? I know.
Well, he's just started a few days ago. He started to run on the treadmill, you know. So that's cool.
You know what I recommend? Swimming.
Yeah, he doesn't
because
like
this.
That.
He doesn't like that?
No, and you know, he's 16 and there's not so much I can really...
I understand, but you know, you have to have a lot of wisdom the way you handle him and a lot of love for him, like treating him with patience, with love, with accepting him, you know, for who he is. Is he... well developed? I mean, physically, does he look okay? Everything is okay? Does he eat well?
Oh, yeah. No, he's... you know, he's doing great, really.
Like you
I say,
understand.
He doesn't have any trouble. It's me. And he's 16, and I don't know what's going to be next for him. And I kind of, as a parent, you know, I'm like, to find a job right now with the COVID, and he's not 18, that's why we're here all the time. And so I don't want him to...
You know, I think your son will be fine, believe me or not, but I really believe that he will in time, you know, this is something that can heal in time. And he's going to, improve his perception and get better in so many respects. Just have the wisdom to understand that he's going through something that I consider, it's almost like a karmic problem, like a karmic disease. But I still feel intuitively that your son is going to live a normal life. I really believe that. I really believe that as the time goes by, you know, this will sort of heal, improve, get better, you know. Is there something he likes in particular? Is there any kind of a hobby that he has? What does he really like?
Yeah, no, he's right now, you know, he tells me he knows what he wants to do with his life. He wants to have a business. He wants to deal
very
with
good. Very good. So, very, very good. You know, sometimes the smartest people in the world, as many people in the, didn't even graduate high school, you know. It's just crazy. Some people that, you look at the young kids in the 20s and they're billionaires, you know. They found a way, you know, found something. And
no,
I really believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too. I believe in him. That
right.
In the meantime, like from 16 right. to 18, I'm kind right. of like, I let him do, you know, we talk a lot together, and I let him do what he feels like is good for him. I do.
Right.
But as a parent, you know, I would like to him to have more structure. And I was just calling you to find out, you know, if you see that it's just the way he does right now. You know, he's a teenager anyway, so I don't know.
Well, it also the teenager plays has something to do with everything that's happening. But I think with a lot of wisdom and acceptance, you know, and the right guidance, this kid is going to have a great life. He's going to create his own empire. He will do very well, and he will be very healthy in the years ahead. I'm not at all worried about him in my intuitive mind, you know, because I'm only using my intuition here to guide you through what I feel is going to happen. And I'm not at all having a bad feeling about this. On the contrary, I feel very positive for the future for your son.
Excellent.
For the future of him, yes.
I feel that too, but I just needed a reinforcement.
yeah, that's what I'm trying. I'm validating, and I'm not giving you false hope. I'm very confident that it was good. Even medically speaking, you know, I know that he's still a teenager. He's still going through his changes, his understanding life, his understanding his own emotion. He's still growing. He's developing at every level of his being, and I think if you... take him, accepting him for who he is, and take the situation for what it is, and try to learn and be there for him, be supportive, give him all the love that you can. You're going to overcome together this situation. I see him having a pretty normal life, my love. Yeah, I really do.
Nice. Thank you. And you know, I just wanted to say, I called you 3 weeks ago or a month ago. And I felt really, really bad, and now I feel so much better. I went to the bottom of what I was supposed to learn, I guess, and so about my stay at the hospital. I don't know if you remember. I'm French, you know. I'm the French person.
Ah, you French? Vous parlez français?
Oui, c'est moi qui vous ai appelé.
Ah, c'est vous qui m'avez appelé, d'accord. D'accord, je me rappelle quelque chose. Maintenant, je me rappelle. Vous habitez en Floride?
Pardon?
Vous habitez en Floride?
Ouais, j'habite à Miami.
Oh, vous habitez à Miami. Vous pouvez venir me voir un jour si vous voulez.
Ah oui, je veux bien, mais vous êtes où?
Mais bien sûr, vous pouvez me laisser. Vous avez mon téléphone ou quelque chose? Je peux vous donner mon email et ouais. Vous pouvez m'écrire Carmen Hara. aaron@aole.com. Vous pouvez m'écrire, me donner votre téléphone, je vous appelle. On peut se voir.
Ah, super, merci. Mais oui, d'accord. Je vous ai écrit il y a un mois.
Mais c'est possible parce que moi, j'ai tant de gens qui m'appellent. Cette fois-ci, je veux faire attention. D'accord?
Oui, non,
bien, chérie. Je te remercie de m'avoir appelé. De tout mon cœur. À tout à l'heure.
Merci,
bien
merci.
Chérie, je vous attends chez moi. Bien chérie.
Ok, merci. Au revoir.
Merci. Au revoir. And now I'm going to go to Pauline. Hi, Pauline.
Nice to hear that you're talking about health. It's really great.
It's great, no? Yes.
I really had a question about teeth. You know anything special? Because my teeth are really bad. I mean, I've got gum disease, I've got root canal conditions, and I don't want to go, you know, the regular route. I want to regrow my teeth, but it might be too late on one of them. And the teeth that are really, I know the teeth really affect the rest of the health.
Yeah, the teeth really affects your well-being. So, you know, and I feel like you have this problem with the teeth for a very long time, no?
Yeah. Right, yeah. Mm. And I just right now have access to money. Because I didn't have any insurance, and so now I've got to do it, and I don't. And this is really going
to. No, you have to do it because if you leave it this way, this is really going to affect. You know, teeth. Unfortunately, if there's a lot of inflammation or problem within, you know, the teeth, that affects the circulation, affects your heart, even affects sometimes the whole well-being. You know, the state of, you know. So this is very significant. I'm not necessarily convinced. Do you need implants or no?
I don't want them, but if I have.
That's what I'm saying.
I try to find a dentist that regrows teeth. I really would have to go.
You know, I will say, I don't know where can I send you. I have a fabulous person that is definitely probably the best one to reach out to when it comes to your problem. I know because I'm not a dentist, but I know somebody who's brilliant. And at least, email me and I'll send you the information.
Okay,
I'll send you the information. Where do you live, Pauline? In New York?
New York.
It doesn't matter. You can reach out to this.
I can go wherever because this is heavy duty.
Right. No, this is significant. I see you being able to.
I'd go to another country if I had to.
Yeah, no, I hear you. And, you know, believe me, there are parts of the world in Europe and something that's going to cost you here, $30,000 will cost you $3,000 there.
I'm at Easter, so I might as well.
Yeah, for sure. Good. If you want to go that way, I know where to send you. You know what I mean?
Okay.
If you want to go overseas, I can send you straight to a special person that will do. I have somebody in France that is one of my best friends who's a dentist who will do everything for you for a fraction of the money. I have somebody in Romania.
I need them to do it with the ozone because I don't trust.
Right. Well, I can give you, I can provide you different alternatives, you know. So I'll put you in touch with one of my assistants in Europe who can give you ideas.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to travel. I refuse to get.
No, I'm just saying. So in other words, I'm going to give you options. Option okay, here, right. Option there, different option. You know, when you have option, okay, at least you know.
Yes, as I'm going to get that through you, can I ask you? Cause this is something to do with the virus. You know, the HPV, and then they have the vaccine.
Now the HPV has a vaccine. Yeah,
health, right?
HPV is if you do the vaccine, you're fine.
Right. But I'm just. But some people have bad reactions with the HPV.
Generally, no. So what I know, this is the real cure, and to what I know, you know, from the medical field, 99.9, you know, they're okay with the vaccine.
Yeah, but when ozone don't kill everything. If I had COVID or if I had. Or if any virus that's in my system, it would just kill everything. Of course, it's like all the antibiotics. It'll be like everything is gone out of my stomach. I'd have to
replenish all
But I want that for you.
I mean, that would
You know what I mean? Actually, if you raise your immune system, then your immune system is your army. Your immune system will kill every single, you know, foreign thing entering your body, whatever that is. That is called COVID, that is called HPV, whatever that is, you know. So that's what the immune system does, kills everything that comes from the outside, you know.
Okay. Oh, quickly, can you just tell me, you told me I was going to move in April. You still see that happening?
Yeah, I still do.
Okay.
But you have to do it because nobody, I cannot move for you. You know what I mean?
I have to decide where. I have a few
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Okay, my lovely Pauline, I came to the end of the show, and I love you. I thank you for your call and your wonderful presence. And send me an email at Carmen.
The Romanian conference again, because I missed that on the last.
I'm gonna do it again. I had one last Sunday. Okay, my Pauline, I love you, my beautiful. Okay, I love you, sweetheart.
Bye.
Go to Facebook. I just did a live like minutes ago. Thank you, everybody, for listening. I'm Carmen Jara on Home Time Radio. Natural remedies for any illnesses was the topic today. I'll be with you next week, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Same place.